Well, good morning, Interbit fans, and welcome. Greyville today, Friday the 26th of September, 26 penetrometer, 6 meter false rail, and this is a most difficult card with the first race that starts off at 4:15, 1200 meter maiden plate. Well, on form, Belligerence looks like the right horse, but the horse drawn next door to it, Ascalon Dancer, is the one that's been backed into 2-1. Have a close look. There's also been money for number 5, Greatest Hit, 5-2, so worth considering in the first race if you're going to take pick threes or whatever. Race 2, maiden plate, 1400 meters. Wendy Whitehead got interesting runners here. Tagarin Knight is the favorite at 2-1, but I think Bourbon's Beast will beat it on collateral form, and that's 9-2, so that's going to be my each way in the race. Eastern Highlands comes back from a rest in gelding and very good first run. That's All Brother, third run improver. Race 3, maiden plate fillies and mares, and they go 1600 meters. Red Larcher, improved last. That was on the Polly, that's number 1. Takitalvi's improved with blinkers. She's got to go well, 20-1. Put her into your play. Miss Twinkle, very good form. Andre Null, Serena Moody, impressive combination. Hollywood Heiress, number 9, might be the right horse here. Tristan Godden, Robbie Hill. Ignore its last run. Its form before that was pretty good. Look for a big improvement here. Race 4, Class 5, fillies and mares, 1600 meters. Well, when you go Class 5, you're looking at the bottom of the bottom, and really difficult race. I thought that actually every single horse had a chance here. Maybe Spring Kiss is the answer for your place accumulators. Needed a last run. She drifted like a barge and will probably improve quite a lot. Flying Rainstorm won well. Rachel Venica jumps on that. Jumped off Beautiful Rania, which I thought was a big runner in the race. Kamala and I rides that. The Queen Bee, third run, looks like an improver. The maiden Sally Portwell wouldn't have to be much to win this again. And Pink Diamond improved last 3 runs, so don't ignore that one's chances. Race 5, Class 4 fillies and mares, they go 1600. Well, one Princess Palace is a front runner. Draw 1, that gives her a big opportunity. But I thought Rugger Lover might be the find of the race. She went up 2 last time for running 2nd. That run wasn't bad at all. She goes well for Veal. Ridden her 3 times for a win in 2 places. Radu, chance improved last start. Rani Tarabi, this might be the right horse, number 7. Won extremely well last time. Beat Rugger Lover. Should be much closer, but not that much closer because there's only 3 points now between them, which is 1.5 kilos. Greenhouse, look for big improvement on this last 2 runs where it really has started looking like it's showing they might be able to win a race of this nature. Race 6, Class 5, 1800 meters. The horse I found here that I really like quite a lot is Global Movement. 4 kilogram claimer, course of distance 1 from 1, go really well. Tambi ran on his last 2. Attaboy always loses ground at the start, which stops him, and he runs on really well. And then Shotgun Willie, third run after a rest, he's got to have a big chance here. The favorite is Mohandas. Improved last start, but I can't see anything that's going to make me jump in and back him. Race 6, Class 4, 2,400 meters. Escapologist goes well over this type of distance. The Joburg runner has got to be put into everything. Santiago's Pride. I think he'll go really well, the son of Futura here. Joburg horses do well over distance down in KwaZulu-Natal. Continental Express won very easily last time, got a 5-point penalty, but it looked like it was actually given to him on a plate, the race. The Mikado might be the big danger to Continental Express. I thought a 3rd run for him, he looks absolutely ready. Corrupt won well and only gets 3 points penalty. He might be a big improver. Remember, he's had only 5 starts, could be anything. Race 8, Middle Stakes, fillies and mares, they go 1,400 meters. Michael Miller got a couple of nice horses in here. Sovereign Grant, course and distance suited. Magical View's got form, but doesn't seem like the stable elect. Infinity Edge looks like the best of the 3 as far as Miller's concerned. But I think they're all going to have to beat Perilla. Very good last start. Woodley's run 2 out of 2 on her. This has got to go well. It looks like the best each way on the day. Race 9, Class 3, 1400 meters. Peter Musket got three very nice runners in here, but I'm going to go with the Shepherd. I think this horse is absolutely cherry ripe, and I think this horse is better than his form looks. He's rated quite high, 14 runs for 4 wins and 5 places. He is my top choice by a long way. Imposing won extremely well last time. Kamala sticks with it. Plaza Record, I thought, had a chance. Sundance Kid, if he gets off to the front, be very, very careful of him. The Ryder Cup's on. You can bet on the golf in running. Quite interesting to watch what goes on. Team loses a hole. They drift in the betting. That might be worth getting into. My feeling is that it will be very close today, but I think the Europeans might just hold the sway by half or 1 point. That's the way I see it. From me, James Goodman, the whole Interbet crew, enjoy the day and enjoy the Ryder Cup.